is absolutely nothing like the feeling of coming home after a night out. Maybe being a little bit tipsy. slipping between cool, crisp sheets. It's heaven. Hey, are you coming to bed? Yeah. There's plenty of room for you in here, you know. How was your shower? Oh God. Can you bring the ibuprofen? Thank you. Yeah, I thought you looked great tonight. I helped you pick out the outfit, remember? Yeah. Thank you. Did you see, right before we left, did you see that girl at the end of the bar? She kind of like was like, what? Are you kidding? Baby, you were easily the best looking man in the bar. Are you serious? Come on now, stop that. You looked amazing. I'm surprised I wasn't beating the other women off of you with a bat. Yeah, you really did. You still look amazing. You do. Yeah, I saw him. Yeah, he was with that group of guys standing over by the door. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about him? I don't know. He was alright, I guess. Why? Stop. Would you stop that? Hey. Yeah, he was an okay looking guy, but that doesn't change the fact that I think you were the best looking guy in that bar. No, I'm not lying to you. Hey, why would I lie to you? What's going on? Where's all this coming from? Come here. No. No, don't go back in the bathroom. Come here. Here. Sit on the side of the bed. Look at me. Hey. What's wrong? Did I say something? Did I do something that makes you feel this way? I mean, oh, honey. Babe. You know that the guys in the magazines don't even look like the guys in the magazines. Photoshop has become an art. Seriously. You're everything. You know what you look like isn't the most important thing to me. You know that. I love your brain. I love the way you make me laugh, the way you care for me. I love how smart you are. I even love that you love to argue with me. But I know you know that, and I'm pretty sure that you trust that, but it doesn't sound like you trust that. I adore the way you look, everything about you. I love you from head to toe. Of course you're not perfect. I don't expect you to be. I'm not either, and I think you probably hear about my insecurities more than I hear about yours, apparently. But I mean, what is it that you're worried about? What do you think I don't like? Just tell me. Okay. No, I'm not. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing because I don't see any of those things. No, I don't. I mean, do I see them? I see them, but listen, if you were put together in any other way, you wouldn't be you. And I love you exactly as you are. And if someday you came to me and you said, I'm going to do this or do that, and it was going to change what you looked like, the only thing I would care about is that you were doing it because it was going to make you happy. I'm happy with you as you are. And I get insecurity. I really do. And I guess I understand where you're coming from when you tell me that I shouldn't worry about any of the things that I worry about, because whether I like them or not, whether I think they're perfect or not, you love them the way they are. That's exactly how I feel about you. You looked amazing tonight. I couldn't keep my eyes off you, and if I'm being honest, I was really looking forward to getting you home and getting you out of that towel. Baby, you are incredibly sexy. All of you. Your eyes, your mouth. I love, come here, I really, really love your mouth, I do. And your chin, and this jaw that I love to nibble on a little. Are you starting to get the picture? Because I can I can keep going. Your neck. And I love these shoulders. I do. I really do, baby. Hey, look at me. You're perfect to me. The only other person whose opinion matters to me is yours. But for me, you're perfect. And I don't want you to ever worry that I feel any other way. I don't. And I'm not ever going to change my mind. It doesn't matter if if you gain 100 pounds, or if you, God, lose 100 pounds, but let's not talk about that, because I'd be afraid that you were sick. No, really though. Come on. It doesn't matter to me. None of that. Because you're mine, and I'm yours, and there really hasn't been a day that we've been together that I haven't wanted you. Okay? Yeah, really. Now, why don't you lose that towel and you slip between these sheets with me, and I'll prove it to you.